And this week is officially National Public Health Week. And in studio, we have Tom Kuhn with Deschutes County Health Services. Welcome.
Thank you.
I thought I'd start with an interesting statistic. Every year, chronic diseases such as heart disease, cancer, and diabetes are responsible for, of course, millions of premature deaths. But Americans actually miss 2.5 billion days of work because of these illnesses, and the loss in productivity adds up to more than $1 trillion. So you have more information about why it's important that we celebrate National Public Health Week.
Yes, oftentimes public health is one area that doesn't get a lot of attention, or the public doesn't really know a lot about what we do. And one of the important points I want to bring up about public health and what we do is what we call return on investment. There's oftentimes some hidden savings that public health provides that you really don't see on paper, but it is there. You know, research has been done. And I even have a few stats just to show that. For example, like our family planning services, it saves about $5 on every dollar spent. Our Living Will program that actually helps educate persons with chronic illness on activities of daily living just to help them deal with their chronic illness, we estimate saves over $1,200 per person enrolled in the program. And in the tobacco prevention arena, we estimate that for every person we stop smoking, we'd save about $5,600 a year towards healthcare costs. So there's a lot of different savings that we've come up with that are produced by public health, but once again, that's often unseen. And one other stat is even around for, let's say in Oregon, for every $10 per person that we spend on community-based programs, we estimate in 5 years you'll get a $5.40 return on investment. And in Oregon, that could add up to over $200 million in a year. So there's definitely a lot of cost savings when you invest in public health.
I know healthcare leaders are focusing heavily on prevention, so this goes right along with that. And tomorrow you have a free health fair. We're going to talk more about that after the break, details of some of the things that people can enjoy at that local health fair. You're listening to Live Take 5, brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at Home Fed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Live Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. We are celebrating National Public Health Week right now, and in studio we have Tom Kuhn with Deschutes County Health Services. I guess tomorrow there is a free fair that families can take advantage of.
Yes, this year we decided to do something a little different. We thought that we would kind of showcase what programs public health provides for the community. So at Deschutes County Health Services tomorrow, Thursday, April 5th, from 11 to 1 p.m., we are going to have a health fair, and we'll have different interactive displays and health information. We're going to have some free raffles for health and safety items, healthy snacks, cooking demonstrations, and just showcasing all the public health programs that we have, just so the public, our partners, and anyone interested can come by and see a little more about what we do. As I said, oftentimes people don't really know what public health does, so this is our chance to show off all the different things that we provide for the community.
What kind of a difference can this make for people?
Well, I think it mainly for our partners, it can give them some opportunities to network with some of our programs that they may have related. And then also just for the citizens, just to come by and just see other things we do, because we might have a service they could take advantage of.
Thanks for being here on Live Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.